Okay, everybody, welcome to a very, very, how many varies is it? Very, very special episode of the Comic Book Haters.
Yeah, I'd say experimental.
Yeah, this is a this little experimental episode is the brainchild of none other than Schoolie G. Schoolie, why don't you introduce the concept to our fans here?
Well, we're going to be watching here at the Funny Book Dungeon, Heroes, a TV show that will air on September 25th, 9 p.m. on NBC, or sooner or later if you've already downloaded the episode legally, like we have through iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
I got a special little password thingy, and we downloaded it free of charge from the nice people at iTunes.
Yeah, and let me interject here. We're basically doing a commentary track.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even though we have absolutely nothing to do with the show, and quite frankly, no real rights to be doing this.
No, we haven't even watched it. I don't even.
No.
I know the basic premise of it. The reason,
are superheroes, right?
Yeah, and the only other thing I know is that I got it for free when I went to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the little card with the password on it.
And what had you gone to see?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay. So basically what we'd like you to do is download this episode from iTunes.
Yeah.
We'll tell you when to hit play and sync it up, and you can hear our oh-so-witty observations on this TV show.
Yeah, or you could probably watch it along with the... When it's broadcast, perhaps, depending on commercial breaks and whatnot, you might have to pause us.
Yeah, you could pause it. You could do one of two other things. You know, probably more likely than either of those, you could just listen to this episode without even watching the fucking thing. Or even more likely, just delete this right now.
Yeah, that's and to be honest, that's probably going to be your best bet.
Yeah. So this is going to be a super long episode of the Comic Book Haters. It's going to be about an hour. The show is 53 minutes long. Excuse me. So we might as well get started. What do you think?
I think that's a fine idea.
Okay, so I'm going to give a countdown, much like when you were in college and you sat up watching The Wizard of Oz while listening to Dark Side of the Moon, stoned out of your head.
Exactly.
And by you, I mean me.
Right.
We'll give a countdown and we'll, hit play.
Now! Oh, no, wait, sorry.
Well, Schoolie, since you are the...
No, please do the honors, please.
You want me to do it? Okay. So, all right, everybody, have your arrow on the play button and your finger on the... That sounded slightly perverted, didn't it?
Yes, it very much did.
Okay. See, folks, that's just the kind of a blue humor you are going to have to look forward to tonight, all right?
Blue.
All right, so... I'm going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Why does it have to be 3 or 5?
Would you rather I start with 3?
Can you start with 7?
Okay. 7 down to 1 and then blast off. As soon as you hear the B in blast off, hit play. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Okay, it's like a little text scroll there.
Yeah.
You know what? If we make this full screen, will it fuck up?
I don't think so.
Nah, never mind. I don't need to see the full screen. Are you reading any of this shit?
No. Okay. Volume 1 of their epic tale begins here. Ooh. And that's just scrolling out of the way now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, look! I recognize that. That's the Earth.
You're right. That is the Earth. I've seen that before.
I hate it when they show the Earth and there's like no clouds and shit anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that guy looks like half a fag.
Yeah, he looks like a whole fag to me.
Oh boy. Wow. This it seems like this is really gonna tackle the deep questions in our life.
About homosexuality?
Nah, I guess so. Is Stan Lee involved in this at all? Because if he is, I'm turning off right now.
I don't think so. Okay, this fella is, he's experiencing something bad in his life, I bet.
You think this is a suicide?
Maybe somebody pushed him.
I'll tell you what, if this is a failed suicide attempt, I'm calling NBC and complaining.
Dude, this is just too soon.
Oh, that was New York City?
He survived that.
How is that an amazing dream? Falling off of... Getting balled by, like, you know, the Swedish bikini team is an amazing dream.
Yeah,
falling
exactly.
off a fucking building, that's shit.
That's amazing.
Wow. Last night I dreamt I was on a tractor.
Last night I dreamt I ate a marshmallow and my pillow was gone.
Oh, you're a never-ending supply of jocundity.
Hey, look, he's a doctor.
Yeah, I bet you he's a scrub.
Yeah, I bet he's going to examine her prostate next. Well, if she had one.
Well, is the prostate your asshole?
No, it's the thing for men that have a thing.
What?
It's only men have prostates.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it, though?
It's a gland.
Is it in your penis?
No, it's like in your, it's near your grundle.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Now they're in India.
And yet they're speaking English in school.
Actually, this is a Dell call center.
Yeah. How come my Windows won't boot?
Yeah. Did you try to reboot?
Yeah. What are they crying about?
I don't know. Do you think this professor ever nailed any of these hot chicks and saris here?
I don't know. What is it? You know, there's we've got Jungle Fever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's for a white guy that likes black chicks. We've got Yellow Fever.
Uh-huh.
What is it if you like Indian women?
Or curry feet? Curry fever.
I just figured it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, come on. Some of these gals are pretty hot. Some Indian chicks are smoking hot.
Slurpee fever? What the fuck, man? Why are you so racist?
That was you.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Look, I bet you something serious is happening. Everybody gets up and leaves at the same time.
Dude, look, it's like the Indian Indiana Jones.
It's
Indian Jones.
That guy was, what was his little buddy's name that ran the museum?
I forget.
Oh, fuck, that's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah, no kidding.
And look, he's Napoleon. He's got his hand in his vest.
Maybe he has a peptic ulcer. Cut the guy a break.
Maybe he's got one of them prostrates.
He has his finger up his butthole.
Oh, look at their matching umbrellas.
Yeah. They're not matching.
Hey, no, they're not. That font with the credits, is that the font that... is that the Matt Groening font?
Kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
Somebody better tell him.
Yeah. I smell a lawsuit.
Oh, Skip Bodine.
Yeah, he does good co-producing.
Yeah, man.
Do you think everybody that wears a fucking bow tie just thinks they're smart?
In India, you can't wear a bow tie unless you have a certain IQ.
Yeah, well, you can't dance in a tunnel either.
The fuck does that mean?
You know, they always have those stupid laws like, it's illegal to dance in a tunnel you know, wherever. In Tunsylvania.
Tunsylvania?
Yeah, it's outside of Newark. Okay. How much you want to bet there's a hot chick in this scene?
Well, there better be. Is she going to be Indian or...
I would like to see a hot Indian chick.
All right.
I mean, you know, because, like I said, I bet you it's a secret project. Oh, look at that. Oh,
rapid
boy.
Cellular regeneration.
Oh, boy. Oh, this cassette tape I made of my notes.
Yeah, it's on a Maxell 90-minute tape about teleportation. If you know about teleportation, I would hope you'd also know about storing your files in a better format than fucking magnetic tape.
Yeah. Well, it is India.
That's high tech, man.
Huh. I wonder if that guy knows there's
a... Oh, hold on a second. My phone's ringing. Oh, no, wait. It's on here.
Look at this fucking peeping Tom. Oh, boy. He's talking to somebody.
Does he hear him talking?
Either that or he's...
What the fuck? Oh, we saw the flash.
Oh, so somebody's going to probably pull the strings on the operation.
Look out!
Okay, I'll tell you what's going to happen. This dude's going to run off to America.
I guess so. Oh, no, his glasses.
A clue.
That was the strength of his superpowers. Where all it was.
Oh, yeah. Now I don't recognize him at all. All right!
You were close. The next scene had a hot chick in it.
Yeah. This show has something going for it.
Okay, she's just a skank. She's not really a hot chick.
Well, you're splitting hairs there. Las Vegas. What difference does it fucking make?
Because it's showing you it's worldwide, man.
Why doesn't it just say some skank's bedroom?
Yeah. Some filthy blonde's bedroom.
Yeah. I already know what her superpower is.
Her superpower is she can cut diamonds, or she can cut glass with those things.
What things?
Well, they're implying she's got her top off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, she's doing a webcast. Oh, she's not even a proper whore.
And what the fuck? What is so important that's going to interrupt that? Oh, I get it.
They're paying.
Wait a second, I recognize that bitch.
Dude, hey, is that Cappy's screen name?
Yeah,
Huggers69. That's totally Cappy.
It'll cost you $39.
Bitch.
Oh, boy. All right, okay.
$39 to see that skank?
I tell you what, I don't know about you, Schooly, but so far this show fucking rocks.
Hey, she's looking in her mirror.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think her superpower is?
I don't know.
She can clean the house.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Her superpower is making me dinner.
Uh-oh. What is that, her son's room?
That's disgusting. She was doing porn and she's got like a 4-year-old kid. Okay, maybe he's like 8.
I think he's a Hugger69.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. That's totally fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know what? The kid doesn't have a job. He couldn't afford the extra $39. It all adds up.
Dude, it can't be him because they would never show interracial stuff on TV.
Yeah, interracial pedophilia. It said that this show was going to be breaking new ground.
Yeah, it sure is. So this little mulatto child is a super genius.
Let me ask you this: mulatto, is that a derogatory or not?
I don't think it's derogatory, but I don't think it's. I mean, it would be like calling somebody a Negro.
Because I'll tell you what, I knew a girl once in college who always referred to herself as a mulatto.
Yeah, I mean it's like Negro. Like Negro in and of itself is not offensive. It's just like an old time word that was used by people who, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the the fucked up thing was this bitch was Swedish.
Yeah. The thing is, you see. Oh no. Hey, is that Jesse Ventura?
You might want to check that exhaust, honey. How the fuck did that pass inspection?
Look at this guy. Oh, Christ.
Mm.
Yeah, it was painted, and her car was painted with, like, fucking black spray paint.
Why the constant geographical references? Like,
because,
who gives a shit?
Because they're telling you this is happening all over the world.
What? People are leading exceptionally boring lives?
Well, dude, this is called the exposition.
No. Holy shit!
What the fuck? That was great. This is the best thing that's happened so far.
Okay, everybody,
on the show.
You're going to have to pause the episode now and rewind it because I have to see that shit again. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, great. Oh, that's a dislocated shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, she's kind of a bent face. The
she's banged up.
What, Can
well, that might have been a that might have been a commercial break for people at home.
Schoolie, can all cheerleaders do that?
Hells yeah.
Now, what is this shit? Oh, is this the opening credits?
Yeah, maybe, or
you know, I, okay, how long until the first lawsuit happens when some stupid little fucker, oh, I can fly, too.
Yeah, check me out.
Oh, it was another amazing dream.
Oh, that's why it was the same fucking thing. Now he realizes he likes men.
Yeah. His superpower is matching, you know, slacks and shirts.
His superpower is being gay.
A simple hello would suffice.
Was this guy's brother or something, or what?
You know, it's just like, what a dick. Here he goes again. He never asked about my dreams.
I think I'm high.
Oh! That's the advice I give everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Not in that order, though.
Yeah.
I told you it was his brother.
Yeah, good call. That's probably code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by brother, I mean gay lover.
Yeah. Last month, he was my roommate. Before that, he was my cousin from out of town.
Here's that dislocated cheerleader chick.
I just happened to be following you around, videotaping you, you know, walking up the steps, and I noticed something odd.
Yeah. I was trying to catch you getting an upskirt on you, but then I noticed you fall down the stairs.
Oh, but not like me. Yeah. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's the bike, asshole.
Yeah, look at that thing.
The fact that you walk around filming people.
It's got, well, you know what? It's there's always a kid in high school like that. He's like in AV club.
If this is what it takes for you to get an erection, forget it. We're yeah. over.
Listen, yeah, we're done.
Oh,
oh Jesus. Oh my God, those are her ribs.
Dude, stick it in there, dude.
Quick.
Quick before it heals.
I was healing around it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet you can.
On my handlebar.
Did you say I'll talk to you in front of people?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Okay, I haven't been watching too closely. What's the relationship?
I don't know.
Oh, look at this sad piece of shit. Is that a dude or a chick?
That's a dude. He's got a tie on.
It's Japan.
Hey, it's Umbrella Man. Oh, just waiting for dinner bell to ring.
Oh, boss going to karaoke again tonight.
Cup of noodles. Oh, come on, cup of noodles.
This poor salaryman bastard is going to be puking on the fucking subway and getting up and doing it all again.
He's trying to cook a couple noodles with his mind.
He's waiting. Why must it take 1 full minute?
I did it. I cooked a couple noodles. Oh, my foot's stuck in bucket. Hey, they never showed which place this he's in.
Yeah, they said he's in Tokyo.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I probably wasn't paying attention.
He's the only in my mind.
You know what? In honor of this fella, I'm going to go get some sake right now.
Yeah, hook me up. Okay, while Schoolie's gone, I'll read the subtitles to you. Yes, I have discovered powers beyond any mere mortal. Right. You and Spock. Yes, like Spock. Exactly. The guy... Christ almighty. That guy looks like a dick. Oh, Schooley's missing this. Comic books. What a nerd. Oh, is she hitting on him? In case you're not watching the episode, we are still here. I'm just so engrossed in this drama that I can't even break away from the... Whoa.
Whew, I'm back. What happened?
Okay, you missed a lot. The Chinese dude was watching the bitch on the computer, and this dude here, the bald dude, nailed this chick, and whoa, is that her looking at herself?
Yeah, her reflection isn't doing the same thing that she's doing.
No, she didn't nail her. I don't know. I think there was a lot of sexual tension between the chick and the principal, and something happened. I don't know. He threw out her kid out of the school or something like that.
Okay, good enough.
It, you know. Crack.
Yeah. One ridiculous.
And one of those stunts was actually quite serious, but I don't want to mention that one.
Well, one of the stunts was he jumped over the Snake River Canyon or whatever.
Yeah, a pool of sharks.
Ah. Little bit of sake to warm your soul on a hot, on a cool night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, so do it to her. Yeah.
Maybe she's undead.
Yeah, give her some tongue.
That's his, what is that, his mom?
I don't know. I think it's his girlfriend.
Huh.
Hey, man, fur is murder, bitch.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. We're about I don't know. We're almost halfway through this. About a third of the way through. What do you think, Skool? You going to tune into the next episode?
Yeah, I think I might.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
This is all exposition. They're setting up how people are finding out about their powers.
But how?
What do you mean, but how?
How are they finding out?
That girl found out by falling off of shit. This dude's having dreams, so he knows something's going on.
But that's, what the fuck? I mean, it's a dream.
Okay, but maybe it's important to him.
See? In his pants.
No, the doo-doo cock-cock accident.
Yeah. That happens all the time. Bullshit. Yeah.
I knew that he had pooped his pants.
Yeah. I knew because...
I did too!
Because I slipped X-lax in him. I tell you what, I think I'm digging this little slut.
She doesn't have much in the breast assist department.
No, but she makes up for it in spunk.
In sluttiness.
Yeah.
And you know she's a goer because she was talking to Hugger 69.
Yeah.
She also got a black kid.
Yeah. That kid's not black.
What is he?
I think he's a mulatto. Uh-oh. Cat fight.
Is this her mother?
Her mother?
Yeah. Skanks have, like, real young moms, you know?
Yeah. That's hot. So, okay, which one?
Blonde one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, when you were grabbing that sake, this bitch said that she sends her, you know, she was talking to the principal or whatever. She wrote them a check for $25,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, is that how much it costs to send a kid to school?
I guess so. It's very exclusive. Remember, he's a genius.
Oh, he is?
Remember?
Yeah, no.
You're going to have trouble following this if you don't remember from minute to minute what happened.
I prefer to focus on the current scene. So what's going on in this current scene?
Yeah. So what is this show?
I have yet to see a hero. Do you think that this show is gonna show us how ordinary people rise to the occasion and become a hero?
No, I think it's gonna eventually turn into the greatest American hero.
I think we're the heroes for sitting through this piece of shit. This is my own personal 9/11.
I'm looking at the top here of the little iTunes screen, and it says Genesis, which is the name of the episode, but I can't help think it's the band Genesis.
This is the one and only time my iTunes will ever say Genesis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe Phil Collins will arrive and, you know.
Yeah, he's kind of a superhero.
He's a Susu superhero.
Hey, there's that bitch what done fall off the bridges.
Yeah, check out that shirt. Maybe, you know, you've heard of bitches that, you know, squirt and ejaculate.
Yeah.
Maybe she ejaculates her period.
Well, that's fucked up. I was thinking more that when you're going to say that when she orgasms, her ribs shoot out of her sides or something.
I dated a girl that did that.
Yeah, it was messy.
Well, that's probably what happens to Lois Lane's ribs when Superman orgasms.
Yeah. So I used to have to do that with a chick. We didn't before. I had to lay a towel down on my parents' bed, you know, when we were.
What? Because she did what?
Her ribs would shoot out of her.
Oh. Wait, what the fuck? A cheerleader runs into the. This is retarded. I mean, come on, it's retarded. If you were a teenager and you found out you had superhuman powers, you'd think every single time it happened, it was a fluke. You wouldn't run into a fucking burning building.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I'd be starting charging money for people, though, to do this. Like, I'll save him, but it's going to cost you $50.
That's kind of like Booster Gold. Yeah, spray down her shirt. I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah, hey, you're going to have to take that off, bitch.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have ran into the fucking burning building.
She really is fine. How about your titties? Are they burned?
Yeah. You're not fine. You're super fine.
Yeah, you sure are fine.
Run away.
Okay, why was it really
is Bumblefuck Texas, right? Can you identify her? Or how are we ever going to find out who it was? She only had a cheerleading uniform on for the local fucking high school.
And what were the likelihood of was that guy like a hobo in a freight car? Like, what was that? It wasn't a passenger train.
Yeah, a shack in the middle of nowhere burst into flames.
Oh, I thought it was a train. I thought it was a train accident.
Well, remember, I haven't been paying too much attention.
I haven't either, so maybe it was.
Hey, is this the Indian dude?
Yeah.
And I think it just said Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's having some culture shock.
Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, come on. That's a sacred animal in India.
It looked like a turtle. Did he just step on a turtle?
I don't know. Yeah, how do you... Project Genesis. You know, this strikes me... I don't know.
It just strikes you?
Yes.
Oh, he's redoing his little map that he had. This is a network of all the 7-Elevens his family owns.
Please let there be one in Atlantic City. 7-Elevens. one.
Soon we will own the Earth. It's he's gonna run.
That's his band's demo tape. Silar.
Yeah, that's the name of the album. They're called Genesis. He's gonna be in for a rude awakening when he finds out there's already a band named that. Well, he's got to be Genesis India.
That painting was better before you added the black.
What do you mean? You mean the black chick or black paint?
The scene got better once we added the black. Hey, I'm working for Warren Ellis. It was in the script.
No, I just saw that Jackson Pollock fucking movie, man. He made millions doing this. Check this shit out. He's on drugs.
Yeah. Dirty hippies.
Yeah, like you couldn't predict that, right?
Yeah.
Shocking. Terrorism took place in Israel?
Then next I painted a bum accosting me on the Atlantic City boardwalk.
I swear to God, it was a threat.
Okay, please, just don't hit me again.
I paint what I see in my mind. Right. Here's a picture of me doing you in the butt. I was like, oh, that ain't gonna happen. And she left.
Yeah. Here's a painting of season 2 of Heroes.
Yeah. Oh, was that the fire?
I just meant it ain't gonna happen. I guess it didn't really. It wasn't that funny.
It actually made no sense because he paints stuff that does happen.
Okay. Well, here's a painting of the ratings. I don't know. Fuck you. This show sucks.
This isn't that bad.
It's okay.
Get your hands off me.
Yeah.
Dude, if my brother ever touched me like that, man, I think I'd call the cops or something. I'd kick his ass and call the cops.
Yeah, well, it'd be better than if this guy's brother touched you like that.
Well, I don't know. He's kind of sexy.
Is that a bong on the desk?
It's a political bong.
No, it's a lamp.
Lamp, bong, whatever.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that why your wife's pussy stinks like fish?
He's bringing his retarded brother on the campaign to show that he's an everyman that has a corky, just like everybody.
Yeah. He's trying to, you know, he's really gunning for the retarded brother vote.
Yeah. Hey, are retarded people allowed to vote?
Huh.
Yeah, well, the last presidential election, I guess, showed us that, huh? Hey!
They're allowed to run for office. Yeah. I saw a retarded guy earlier tonight in the supermarket.
And you felt the need to mention this?
Well, since the topic of retardation came up, the lady Sloof and I were doing our weekly shopping, and there was a retarded guy. I don't know why. I didn't think this was sad or funny. I just kind of, But it was a retarded guy reading travel magazines in the supermarket while his mom or caretaker was screaming for him. And,
go ahead.
Well, that was about it.
Do you think, was he really reading it or was he just looking at the pictures?
I don't know. He kept saying some word over and over again, and I can't remember what the word was. So.
Dude, it might be very important. He might have been turning into one of them superheroes.
Yeah, I think it was Komoda.
Komoda?
That's what Marvel Man says.
That's who what? Who says?
Don't worry about it. It's a nerd reference.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, man, I wouldn't have gotten in the cab if you told me there was an Indian guy in here.
Yeah, well, then you won't be riding in any cabs anytime soon.
I'm getting out here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I tell you what, keep the change.
Yeah. How much is it to center the city? And also, how much to shut the fuck up while you drive me there?
Yeah. Does this window close between you and I? Oh, Christ almighty. I have had several very meaningful conversations with cab drivers in my life.
I have not, ever.
No.
No, in fact, I was chastised in New Orleans by a cabbie. Mm.
At a young age?
No, just recently.
No. Oh. Well, it happens to the best of us. Yeah, I'm carrying a little genetic code myself, buddy.
Yeah. Now let me spray my genetic code all over your face.
Yow. Why? I mean, why walk on the fucking train tracks?
Dude, that's gotta be horrible for your feet.
Yeah, just why not walk beside it? I mean, the train is eventually gonna come.
Have you ever walked on... What the fuck is this?
It looks like The Sims. Is this an insurance commercial?
No, I think it's an Apple commercial.
Yeah. Please buy Apple, please.
We the people who put together your iPods. You not buy enough iPods, we get thrown off building. Oh, look, they're all hearing the same song? Is that what it is?
Is this Sanyor? Whatever the fuck that band was called?
This is the music that plays whenever there's a solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're kind of like a mix between Rusted Root and early Pearl Jam.
Yeah. I list Geddy Lee as an influence and... Did he cook up some drugs?
Oh, she was saying... He said something about cold turkey. I guess this dude's a junkie.
Oh, I thought it was just smoking.
an artist who uses drugs. If word of this gets out, man, his career is over.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't look in there! Mm-hmm. It's like a little peep show inside.
Uh-oh. Think this bitch knows there's somebody behind her?
Yeah, she's probably paying her.
So wait a minute. We only know that so far the cheerleader has superpowers that you could slap her around and with no worries.
Yeah.
And is anybody else have powers?
Well, that kid knows he can fly or has dreams about flying. Oh, those are Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies.
They are so nasty.
Talk about product placement, huh?
Yeah.
I like oatmeal cream pies.
Is this guy sent from the school?
They have a tough collections department at that private school.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Don't we all?
I think she's implying that her pussy is nice and loose.
Yeah. You so, fit both. I can fit both of you in there. Nice.
Okay. Well, that sounds fair.
Yeah. He's being very reasonable about this.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, all things considered, she owes the dude $50,000.
Yeah. And she doesn't have a lot, so, I mean, is it really going to be worth it?
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what. I'll give you $20.
Oh, yeah, like, this is disgusting to her. She sells it for $39 every other day.
This is like... Jackpot. Shit.
Oh, yeah, get all upset and cry about it. You've been doing it for years!
Well, I bet you, like, she never actually shows.
Well, maybe her superpower will come out.
Oh, that's right. She has a different her in the mirror.
That's right. Her reflection comes to life or whatever.
Oh!
Her superpower is she can take a hit. She can take a pimp slap real hard.
I'm not a big fan. This show is too misogynistic against bitches.
Yeah. You hear in the background like clunk, clunk, clunk. Oh, I still got bucket on foot.
It pans down. Everybody has a bucket.
That would be great. Yeah, I like Star Trek. What the fuck?
Nah, I don't get it.
A stiff what? Oh, drink.
Oh,
karaoke!
Oh, God. This guy, let's face it, these guys got good voices.
You want to know why we won World War II?
Time looks like a straight line.
X-Men number 143.
Yeah, that's actually right. Umbrella Man will be glad to know that's the issue after. He's a big fan of the cover that says, "This issue, everybody dies."
Yeah.
Which is at 142. I had that lying around the house one day, and he always busts on it. That's the issue after that. That was a pretty good run. I got to give credit where credit is due.
No.
A women's bathroom?
God, are all Japanese men perverts?
Yeah. You know, I forgot to mention, Schoolie, I also can teleport.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly can.
Why don't you teleport somewhere?
See, you goddamn skeptics. I was just trying it out to see if you would handle this the same way as this guy did.
Why don't you teleport to the women's bathroom?
No, I don't know.
I can't come to the phone right now because I just got pimp slapped the shit out of me.
Oh, my jaw.
Cock jaw.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt from the hit. Holy shit.
Her reflection killed everybody.
Oh, that's a good alibi.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And it's all on film. She could probably charge a lot more than $39 for that.
Yeah, Neil, she should now have sex with a dead body.
Oh, yeah.
She could probably make more money that way.
Now, I mean, come on. You would just assume that you were a psychotic.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really not a superpower, is it?
No. If this is the case, then my Uncle Leo is a fucking, you know?
He's a swami or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happened with him? Oh, he's still in the cab.
Man, talk about pussy whipped.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you. Oh, okay, I'll do it right now. Whatever you're doing, because what I'm doing isn't important.
I'm kind of involved in a conversation with this cab driver right now. You sure can't wait?
He's Indian. What is that delicious smell in this cab?
Yeah, cabbie never carries cash. What the fuck?
It's that guy with the glasses that he stole from the Indian fella there. He goes, "Hey, those are my glasses."
He tracked him to the far corners of the earth.
Of New York.
Mm-hmm. Well,
see. Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty hard feat, trying to find a specific Indian dude in New York.
Well, I mean, come on, if you wanted to, wouldn't the first place you look be a cab?
Yeah, but there's lots of them.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey, you son of a bitch, those are my fucking glasses."
Yeah. You prick. Maybe that's why he didn't recognize him.
Did you see that? Did you hear that? He goes, a lot of Suresh is where you're from.
What does that mean?
That's his last name. It was like a racist slur, I think.
Oh, God. This show is so racist against these peoples.
Against all peoples.
He leaves his cab. Why not just kill the dude and throw him in the dumpster? I mean, it happens all the time in New York.
Is that dog pooping on the plate?
No, that dog is the appetizer.
No, they're out of Japan. No, this is back in civilization.
Is this is that the cheerleader?
I think so. It's Mr. Muggles.
I'll tell you what, anybody who whose pet name begins with a Mr. loser.
Or gay.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. It's wonderful.
I broke my ribs through my skin, and then I fell off a bridge.
That kid with the freaky bike touched me. What did she really say?
She said, I walked through fire and didn't get hurt today.
I think it means our little Claire is becoming a woman.
I think, she thought it was metaphorical.
Yeah, she just got laid, right?
Yeah. What you meant was your boyfriend dripped hot wax on your nipples and everything was fine.
Like, whatever it is, how about, what the fuck, whatever it is you did, how about taking interest? What do you mean? Oh, you walked through fire. How about my daughter's a fucking psycho?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, okay, whatever. Let me just tell you more about Mr. Wiggles here.
Maybe, hey, he did it.
Well, technically, he is a peeping Tom. He's just a peeping Tom that can teleport.
Yeah, he's a peeping Tomasho or whatever.
Technically, he only broke the space continuum.
Well, no, he probably teleported because he made time stop and then he ran into the bathroom.
Oh,
I don't know. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, it is Japan.
Yogurt?
Oh, yogurt.
We are not special. We're Japanese. Oh, God.
See, I say that, it's racist.
Do you think that guy was really proud to have to say that right there? Look out for that bucket!
Okay, what the fuck?
Superhero.
If you could teleport, why would you walk home? Wait a second. This is the black chick with the junkie artist boyfriend, right?
Right. And was he the doctor?
No, this is the... he was a doctor. The guy with the perverted gay brother.
Right. And he had a... Well, he doesn't act like a doctor. Mm-mm. Oh, he's a nurse.
Yeah, well, there's the final clue falls into place.
Ew! Girls!
She's such a bitch.
I'll scratch your eyes out.
I don't know what you mean by that, but whatever. It's okay.
You love Mr. Wiggles too, right?
I'm sorry. I just don't have anybody else.
Do you want to do it? And your lover.
I want to pull you closer.
Yeah. I want to sniff your panties.
Oh, fuck. Oh no! It's gonna dude, her hand is definitely fucked. Definitely.
Why would you want to stick your hand in there?
I mean, okay, she's retarded.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Wow.
It actually looked like one of the fingers was off. How's that going to get fixed?
Eh, I don't know. Why does it have to be a secret? Tell your mom you got superpowers.
She tried to, remember? Her mother, like, didn't care.
Okay, well then shove your hand in the fucking garbage disposal in front of her.
You know you know what I wish her superpower was? To make her mother shut the fuck up.
That's my my Johnson superpower. Aw. Alright, you fucking cunt. Go fry me up a cheesesteak.
Get a haircut.
And that outfit, what is this, 1985 when we're on the fucking Golden Girls?
Hey, it's not a bloody stump anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that who that is?
Oh, shit.
I thought he was the mailman.
Yeah, no, he's not. That's not my father.
I think her father must be Jesus.
Why?
Because she's got superpowers.
Oh, Jesus didn't have superpowers.
Listen, man, you better reread Golden Plates.
Oh, it's that guy.
Oh, the creepy guy who was chasing after the Indians. I got a feeling he does that to every Indian he meets.
So, I bet you there's a lot of Sureshes where you come from. Did they all jump out of their fucking cab? Actually, what he was doing was he was jumping out of the cab because he thought it was going to be a big dance number.
He's waiting for handsome Johnny.
Yeah. I'm in love with lovely Johnny.
Visit New York.
Oh, that's why I'm going to teleport myself to New York. They got best sushi in the world there.
Oh, he's okay. He's doing something with time.
I think he's taking a shit in his pants.
Yeah. That happens, that happens quite often on Japanese trains.
Yeah.
Oh, only in New York.
Oh, he transports there, and he transports right into a bucket.
Oh.
Clunk.
Oh, he's on Saturday Night Live.
His name is Peter.
I knew he was a dick.
Is this the guy from Love Boat they're looking for?
Oh, no, don't tell me Isaac OD'd.
No, maybe he's just diabetic. You see, you always assume the worst.
You're right, yeah. You know, that's like that candy they used to have in the 70s.
The what?
Candy. It was like little syringes filled with powdered sugar. They had to take it off the market because a lot of kids were, you know, just giving the wrong impression.
I don't remember those.
Yeah. Maybe by the same people that made the candy cigarettes.
I like candy cigarettes.
Yeah, they changed the name to Dinosaur Bones, right? For candy
cigarettes? No, they have candy cigarettes.
No, they changed it to Dinosaur Bones. Or dinosaur sticks?
No, dude, you can go and get candy cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah, I saw them on the Ocean City Boardwalk this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In fact, they should have gotten some.
Can you still get candy syringes?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a rip.
It's a picture of me and I'm flying! Look at me, I'm flying!
I'm beautiful! Wouldn't that creep you out?
A little bit.
Mm.
Oh, they're going to have to stop New York from being blown up.
You got
to
be shitting me. New York's going to be blown up?
Well, that's what that map or that picture was.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick on a different city. Come on, you fucking terrorists.
Yeah. That's why the Indian guy's in here. He's the one that's doing it.
Oh, come on now.
What? Is this the end of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Two more minutes.
Yeah, they probably know.
Yeah. A couple of them obviously do. Like the bitch who stuck her fucking hand in the garbage disposal?
Yeah. Boy, I was really lucky. It didn't hit any major bones or epidermis.
I'm up here! Look at me! Is this a metaphor for coming out of the closet? I'm flying!
He must have got a little too close to that syringe.
Yeah, or it's like, oh, I was wrong. The dreams are actually you flying.
Okay, wouldn't you start from like the first floor?
Exactly.
And build your way up.
Maybe like the top of a footstool or something.
Okay, you heard it here first. There's no way this dude's gonna fly. He's gonna die. He's gonna fall down and crash.
It's called Heroes, dude. He's gonna fly.
Well, I'll tell you what, kids, if he can do it, I mean, you might be able to.
Do not say that. see, they're keeping him for the last because flying is obviously the best superpower to have. Boy, this is such a stereotypical bullshit.
Oh, I told you! It's the Matrix. Gee.
No, we're flying.
You also were right about this turning into the greatest American hero.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
These effects are circa 1984.
Oh, we dropped him.
Wait a minute, to be continued?
Yeah, it's a series.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me. They don't even wrap up their loose ends?
No, man.
Oh, crap. Christ almighty, like, is that guy ever going to get his glasses back?
Here's the worst part. We're going to have to sit through this all over again on September 25th.
You think I'm going to sit through this shit again? Oh, Christ almighty.
Hey, so if this is 53 minutes, are they cutting stuff out? Oh, maybe they're going to air it without commercials.
Oh, that would be good.
Maybe it's going to be brought to you by the comic book haters.
Yeah. Can we get an ad on there?
Yeah, let's call up NBC.
Like, I mean, to be honest, like, they owe us some kind of compensation for this.
Yeah, we watched 53 minutes and 40 seconds of it.
Oh, well.
Well, I
tell you what, Schooly, let's rate it. What do you think?
An honest rating?
Yes.
Six.
A six?
Yeah, I was entertained by it, and I'm actually curious to see the rest of it.
Okay, I will tell you this. You know who's going to eat this shit up.
Umbrella Man and Cappy.
Umbrella Man, I don't know, maybe not. Cappy, he'll be all over this shit.
Well, you're right. Well, definitely Cappy, because he loves, like, Smallville and all that. But I figure Umbrella Man just because all the gay and Asian aspects, you know?
Okay, well...
Zing!
Take that. Well, I'll tell you, you're giving it a six. I tell you what, I'm gonna refrain from giving it a score.
Oh, come on! You gotta give this episode a score.
Okay, I'll give it I'm gonna give it a five.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't pay too much attention. I mean, I know I did, but I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Now, will you tune in to the second episode?
That's a tough one.
Or download it?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. I fully intend on watching it at some point. I'm not sure if I will watch it next week or whenever, you know, whenever they
maybe on DVD.
Something like that. I might just wait and watch the season. I don't know. I'll give it a five. Only because right in the center, it could be good, could be bad. I think it's probably going for like a Lost kind of vibe, you know, unlocking the mystery. I do like the show Lost a lot. I don't think that this is Lost.
Maybe if you watched the Heroes extras on iTunes, you would have a finer appreciation for this.
Okay, there's no way in fucking hell that's going to happen. All right, so Heroes, a combined score of 11, which, let's face it, is not bad.
Yeah.
Not a bad ranking for Heroes.
Yeah, and I think this was an interesting first experimental Comic Book Haters episode.
Yeah, do you want to do this next week with Father Ted?
Is that Ted Danson?
No, it's some British show.
Well, because I heard Ted Danson has a new show.
Oh, let's definitely do it with Ted Danson. Which is something no woman has ever said.
Except Whoopi Goldberg. Hey-o!
Oh, God, that unlovable skank. Okay, everybody. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this. It's been about an hour, the longest Comic Book Haters episode yet. And this is a special episode. So feel free to send your comments to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. And I guess they should check out our Blogspot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, which is located at thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
And I suppose you can download Heroes through iTunes.
Yeah, legally.
Legally, it's $2. Definitely not.
Well, it also might be free if you can score yourself a card like I did at my movie theater.
Yeah. Grab one of those cards.
It was a Regal Cinema. I don't know if that matters, but
not really.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for listening in.
All right, so long.